But first, things that make me grouchy in the world of sports. ESPN, top 10 plays of the day or the week. I get those mixed up. They do them every day, which is great entertainment, and they do them all week, too, and they play back for you the top 10 plays of the week. And it doesn't matter, you know, if it's the day or the week. But, I mean, you get a few great catches in baseball, and every now and then you get a nice hockey pass, you know, but mostly you get NBA dunks. Now, what's the big deal about NBA dunks? NBA dunks are inconsequential. They're inconsequential because they're not defended. The NBA doesn't play defense against dunks. There are some that say the NBA doesn't play defense at all. Is that why we generally find it not that interesting? Most people will tell you that the NBA is just not that interesting. And I always try to figure out why it's not that interesting. And a lot of people say, well, it's a highlight reel. Well, I guess so, because nobody plays defense in the NBA, so I guess they're highlights. I find it interesting for a couple of minutes, really. But again, as I said earlier on the program here, the first couple of rounds of playoffs in the NBA are somewhat interesting, not very. I'm going to go with forgettable. But the NBA doesn't play defense against dunks, is my opinion. So they're non-contestant. So why is that a great play? Why is that a play of the week or the day? What makes a great dunk is when the dunk is in somebody's face. We want to see a dunk in somebody's face. You know, and I don't blame the NBA players for not wanting to defend a dunk, because you're going to look stupid if you defend it, someone slams it down. You're going to look stupid. It's especially going to look, let's say Spud Webb, formerly of NC State, slammed on a 7-footer in the NBA. No, sir, that you would never live it down amongst your colleagues and amongst the whole world. Remember Spud Webb, 5'5", unbelievable. Alas, I grow weary of viewing NBA dunks. I've been sick of them for well over a year now, but the NBA insists on showing them as highlights, and they're not. You know who I like is 5'9", Nate Robinson of the Chicago Bulls. I like to see his dunks because he's little. I mean, he's no Spud Webb, but he's little, but the man can jump. He can jump.
The official station of Kaniac Nation, WCMC HD1, Holly Springs, Raleigh-Durham, 99.9, The Fan. ESPN Radio.